Current time is 6:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. New Mexico state budget analysts say an embattled charter school continues to receive money for hundreds of students no longer enrolled. An accountability report from the State Legislative Finance Committee says New Mexico Connections Academy will receive about $6 million during this current school year for students who are no longer enrolled. New Mexico bases school funding on the prior year of enrollment. Enrollment plunged by hundreds of students after state education officials declined to renew the school's charter amid lagging student academic performance. A district judge overturned the decision in October. The Center for Disease Control says more than a quarter of Hispanic American children are obese. As Bonnie Petrie of Texas Public Radio reports, a San Antonio researcher has gotten a $3 million grant to figure out why.
Melanie Carlos is a scientist at Texas Biomedical Research Institute, and she thinks the high obesity rate among Hispanic children is linked to genetics and epigenetics. Epigenetics is the study of how our environment influences the way our genes express themselves.
So our hypothesis is really that a lot of obesity risk is driven not just by genetic influences, but by these epigenetic influences. So how genes and environment might work together to increase risk.
Obesity puts kids at higher risk of developing problems like diabetes and heart disease at younger ages.
And so I'm really interested in targeting this particular group at an early age to try and identify where we might be able to intervene. And I think that's sort of an important area to get into.
Carlos will study 900 Hispanic children in Texas over the next 4 years. The study is funded by a $3 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
The New Mexico Roundhouse will feature new gun restrictions this legislative session. For one day, that is. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the issue.
During the 2014 session, I wrote a column poking fun at the fact that the New Mexico legislature was finally getting serious about the issue of gum control. Janitors at the Roundhouse were complaining that the sticky globs were being left underneath desks and chairs, and even worse, on the floor, where they would inevitably be stepped on and affix themselves to the bottom of someone's shoe, perhaps somebody important like a senator or a representative. And so signs were posted, and the sergeant at arms was alerted to be on the lookout for any chewing violations. While gums, spearmint, bubble, all kinds, were out that year, guns have always been welcome inside the Roundhouse. All kinds of guns, whether concealed discreetly or displayed proudly. Gun toters are as common in the hallways of the Roundhouse during the hustle and bustle of a legislative session as eager young pages or desperate old lobbyists. State police officers are stationed at both entrances as you come into the Roundhouse, but their job seems to be to offer directions and help open the door for people bringing in large boxes. Those bringing in all manner of firearms don't get a second look. I attended a committee meeting that year on a bill that would have restricted guns inside the Roundhouse. It was well attended by those demonstrating their Second Amendment rights without speaking a word. Local residents who attended a more recent Las Cruces City Council meeting on guns had the same experience, a public debate against opponents who came armed with more than just facts and logic. The bill that attracted armed opposition in the committee meeting was defeated. Because of restrictions in the state constitution, the only way the city council can discuss the issue of guns without allowing armed participants is to move their meeting someplace outside of City Hall. But this year, with gun-snatching Democrats in charge of everything in state government, things were bound to change. And sure enough, leaders last week voted to beef up security during next year's session. As reported by Dan McKay in the Albuquerque Journal, the new rules will now prohibit firearms in the Roundhouse. But only rifles. And only on the first day of the session. Concealed carry will still be allowed. And for the next 59 days of the session, it'll be back to business as usual. House Speaker Brian Agolf said the new rules are for public safety, but they would seem to be directed more at preventing the kind of protests that happened last year during the State of the State address by Governor Susana Martinez. Police will be doing bag checks on the first day, but among the things they'll be looking for will be large signs. Police will also be stationed in the gallery during the session, but once again, the concern seems to be more about protest and disruption than public safety. The journal story announcing the changes came out Friday. I eagerly await the anguished response arguing that banning long rifles from the state of the state of dress will be the first step towards confiscation. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media and NMSU.